Blog Talk Radio.
You have tuned in to Home, telling our ministry of empowerment. Welcome home. Truly today is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad. Hallelujah. Truly, I am so excited on today about God and what God is getting ready to do into the life of his people. I know that you probably are being fought on every side, and the adversary is just raging and kicking his heel up on every side and every way. But I come to encourage your heart on today to look to the hill from which cometh your help. Your help comes from the Lord. And I tell you, child of God, the ability to be to rejoice in the days of adversity, it is definitely a choice and a mindset. And I choose, and we must choose as children of God to set our affection on those things that are above, recognizing that the things that are down here on this earth are really just temporal. But if you can hold fast the day of your faith, which have great recompense of reward, God will and God shall turn every situation that look crazy and look as though that there's no hope in. God will turn everything around and work it out for your good. I am a living witness that God is that type of God. And we as children of God, we must put our trust and confidence in the power of God. Yes, in that name, Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. And I encourage you on today, child of God, to put that trust in him on today. We have a glorious lesson on today, and I believe God is just going to saturate you again with his knowledge and his love on today through the airways. And so I'm going to invite you to go with me on today. Our lesson on today is hearing the humble. And we're going to be looking at Mark chapter number 7, verse number 24 to verse number 30. And we're going to look at several other passages of scriptures as well. So I want you to grab your Bible. And I want you to come on right on in. And as we get ready to move in the word of the Lord, I just feel led right now just to exhort someone, just to let someone know, God got it. Don't you even sweat it today. I want you just to turn and look to the hill and just start worshiping God. Yes, you might be right there at your home today, finding yourself in battles after battles that are coming up against you. But I come to tell you, child of God, that all you need to do is release God and with a praise in the face of adversity, in the face of the adversary, because God got your stuff. God got it, and he will work it out. I don't care what you're going through. Come on, look up and live today, child of God. It's not that bad that God can't work it out. It's not that hard that God can't give you the power that you need to press up and over and through whatever you're going through. Come on, child of God. Put your trust in the Lord our God and watch God perform it and bring it to pass. The Bible said it's nigh thee, even in your mouth. Come on and speak a blessing on your behalf and prophesy. Yes, God's going to do it on your behalf. And I encourage your heart, child of God. Come on and just worship God and give him a praise in spite of it all. Oh, we will look to the hill from which cometh our help. Our help come from the Lord. I hear the Bible says, who made heaven and earth, he will not suffer your foot. Let me get to that passage of scripture because I feel it right now in my spirit for somebody on today. Come on and just say, yes, Lord. and keep a yes, Lord, down in your spirit. He said, I will, this is the psalmist. He said he was looking for the safety of God, and he put his trust in God's protection. And this is what the psalmist said. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. Now, my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Oh, come on and shout hallelujah. God will preserve you in the midst of the storm. God will keep you in the midst of the waves. Matter of fact, he say you, he want to use your voice to get up and just to speak and command and declare the peace to be still on the waves. Ah, little bullshit. And I declare peace to be still in the name of Jesus and by the power that's in the Holy Ghost over the lives of your people, God. I declare and decree as the word go out right now in the name of Jesus, from the front door to the back door, I command and decree peace to be still right now in the name of Jesus. Everything that the enemy meant for evil, I command and decree that it will be turned around for your good, child of God. Come on and shout hallelujah. God is able. Now, I hear the Bible saying God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us. And so, child of God, as we touch and agree today, we're going to release the power of God to flow in and through the lives of his people. Go, Holy Ghost, and go throughout the land and walk among the land, among the people of God. Help your people, God, on today in the name of Jesus. Fight the battle, dear God. Oh, shalalabokoteyam. Oh, God, he is able. I hear the Bible saying that he sit high and he look low, and he can be touched by the feelings of our infirmity. And so I come to encourage your heart, child of God, that God feels your infirmities and that God is being touched by everything that you're going through. And so I come to tell you to hold fast and to hold on, because God and help is on his way. Come on, child of God, look up and live and watch God work it out on your behalf on this day. Come on and shout hallelujah. Glory be unto God. The Bible says that in six trouble and seven trouble, he will be with us, and no wise will he forsake his child. And so I come to tell you that God will not forsake you. He will not back up off of his promise. If he said it, he's surely able and capable of bringing it to pass. And so right now, the Bible said after the thief has been caught, he has to return it back to your household sevenfold. And so on today, I decree in the airway a sevenfold blessing from out of the household of the adversary that come up and try to kill and steal and destroy that which God has given unto you. I declare it back today in the name of Jesus, and that the devil, you will pay for it in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. Loose your hold and let go of God's property in the hands of God's people right now. I call provision for it. I call protection for it. I call the name of the Lord, which is a strong tower, water, and the righteous can run in it and be safe. I command the righteous to run into the name right now in today. Oh, God, we thank you, dear God, because you are that righteous God that can bless your people. Oh, yes, oh, yes. Come on and shout hallelujah. I just feel a blessing in the airway on today. I feel God moving by his power divine, undergirding his people and fortifying his people as never before. And we got to grab a hold of God and grab a hold of the name of the Lord, because it truly is a strong tower, child of God. And I come to turn your heart back to God. I come to turn your heart back to fasting, turn your heart back to the prayer, and give yourself back over to prayer, and go back to the place of safety and place of peace, where God has already established for his people. I come today as a voice crying out in the wilderness that God is able to do all things but fail. Look up and live today, child of God, in the power of the Holy Ghost. He's able to quicken his people and strengthen them by just a word from the Lord. And as we look unto God right now, we declaring, God, send your word today. Send your word on the matter on behalf of your people today. And, oh, God, we thank you, dear God, for what you're doing in the lives of your people. Lord, continue to save and set the captive free. Continue, oh, God, to unstop the deaf ears. Continue, oh, God, to beat back the hellhounds. In the name of Jesus, dear God, Lord, hold back darkness, God. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, because you got all power in your hand, dear God. Father, we send this word. Lord, we prophesy to dry bones in the airways today, and we command the dry bones to live today. We command life today in the lives of your people, oh God, today. We command a decree go out throughout the land on behalf of your people, a decree of strength, God, and a decree of Lord favor, and a decree, oh God, of redemption, God, in the name of Jesus, dear God. We call your sovereign will in the life of your people, dear God. We decree, oh God, today that you, dear God, will strengthen in the feeble mind today. Lord, we decree today, God, that you, dear God, will, Lord, give sight to those sitting in darkness, oh God. We decree today, God, that you would unstop the deaf ear, oh God. We decree, dear God, today, as we release you, God, to go throughout the land, to undergird and fortify your people. We decree it, oh God, from the north, from the east, from the south, and from the west, dear God. We decree, oh God, your glory to be revealed in the land, dear God. We decree it to be revealed in the lives of our children and our children's children. Lord, we decree today that you will put families back together. We decree, oh God, that you would undergird and fortify that one that's in the midst of the battle, dear God. We decree your name, which is Jesus, in the land, oh God. We decree your Holy Spirit, God, in the land today, oh God. You are that righteous Savior, the Holy One of Israel, and you've got all power in your hand. Who can stop God? No man, no power or force can stop stop you, God. And Father, we thank you today because you are the righteous Savior and the Holy One of Israel. Oh, God, we praise your blessed name today to the glory of the Father which is in heaven. I hear the Bible said that I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. The humble, my soul shall make a boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Oh, come on, child of God, and let us just exalt. I release a praise throughout the airway in the minds and the hearts of God's people today as never before. Don't you dare fear, child of God. Don't you dare quench in your faith, child of God. Don't you dare back up in your faith or question God's ability and his hand. I come to tell you today, child of God, that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in the lives of his people. And so I pray that you'll be blessed today and be strengthened by the power that is in the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. And so let us go today. As we get ready, I just feel led to move in a different area and a different frame on today in this particular session. I'm just going to open up the airway for just a few minutes, and I'm just going to entertain just a few minutes those that would like to call in or have a word to say. But this is a different session today, a one in which we're exhorting in the body of Christ to be encouraged and to hold fast and to allow God to use them in a mighty and a special way. Yes, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. My name is Aretha Johnson, and I was blessed to be able to access your show today, and I wanted to share with you that it was an on-time message. I was able to surf through, and I waited patiently for you to come on the airwaves, and I felt that God would have an anointing on you that would be able to bless me, and not only bless me, but to bless a very dear sister of mine that is also on the line, and I called her because I knew that there was a word from heaven. And I wanted to thank you and encourage you to continue to press for God. And your anointing is very powerful. I can feel it through the airwaves.
Oh, Shaka. Yes, yes.
And I just want to say thank you.
And you're so welcome. And I want to say thank you so much for calling in. And may God bless you and your friend. I tell you, child of God, God have a blessing for you and for your friend on today. And I tell you, God is going to saturate you with the word. And it doesn't matter what it looks like or what you're feeling, what you're going through, but what God wants me to tell and share with you today is never before. The hold fast to the word of the Lord. The same thing that the enemy's trying to destroy, God will return it back unto you 100-fold. Continue to be faithful to God and the things of God, his house, to the post that he called you to, and continue to be faithful there. Pay your tithes and giving your offering. Help the man or woman of God that you are up under and things, and watch God turn it around for your good. I just believe in God. I speak to your condition. In the name of Jesus, I decree a return. The Bible said in the word of the Lord that after the thief has been caught, he has to return it back to you sevenfold out of his own household. And that's what the Lord had me do on today, to begin to pray and decree a sevenfold return to the people of God, because there have been things that have been stolen from the people of God, that the thief that comes to rob the people of God. But the Bible said when you catch the thief, he has to return it back to you sevenfold from his own household. And so on today, I agree with you for a sevenfold return back to you out of the enemy's household where it's sold. No weapon formed against you is going to ever prosper. So you look up to live.
Ooh, hallelujah.
You look up to live. I hear the Bible is saying that all you need to do is just touch and agree and ask of him. Ask
Ooh,
of the
hallelujah.
Lord. And
thank
he'll
you,
do
Lord.
It. You got to have faith believing that God will do it. And he
yes,
will open
Lord.
Every door unto you. So don't back up. Continue to pray and continue to call on the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you,
Father. Said the Lord. And the Lord was laying in my heart, every time we come on, we're going to be on Tuesday and Thursday. And I welcome you to be on with us as we go forward in the name of the Lord, our God, which is Jesus.
Is it always at 5 o'clock?
Yes, it's going to be always at this time. So as long as those of you on the East Coast, we're on the West Coast.
Oh. Okay. So as long as I have your call-in number, I will be able to come and listen.
Yes, please do that. Now, where are you calling from?
I'm in the Atlanta area.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh,
yes,
beautiful.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Atlanta, mm-hmm. Georgia. Okay, I'll be in that area in August.
Oh.
Hey, where would you be ministering?
Well, we're going to have our convention there, PA, Pentecostal Assemblies of the World. They're going to be gathering there in August the 8th through the 15th. That's, I think it's going to be at the either the Marriott or the Hilton, one of the larger ones, your
oh,
hotel
okay.
downtown.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I
and
am
you can
the,
check my...
I have gone on your,
well,
your website. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we probably will have that posted on our website coming up soon.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you, and I really do believe that your word. My friend is on the phone. She's in the background, and she's really going through some challenges at this season of her life, and I know that if you could get to the word of God that you'll receive the blessing that God has for you. And I just thank God for you for today, this day.
Thank you. This day.
Yes, yes. And we give praise God and pray all praises and glory unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I want to say I welcome you to continue to check out our website and continue to tune in with us and listen to some of the archives and things. And just feel free to contact us. You have our email and information there too. And
I sure do.
We look forward to staying connected then.
And thank you.
We have a prayer line. Mm-hmm. We also have a prayer line that goes on each day, Tuesday through Thursday at noon, which probably would be 3 o'clock your time, I think.
That's correct.
And you're welcome to connect with us. It's also there on our website. It's up under the Covenant Prayer Partners, and we're looking for Covenant Prayer Partners throughout the world. And I would
my
love
God.
For you all to join
thank
us.
Thank you. And I sure
okay.
will. I've saved you. And you be blessed. And thank you so much.
Oh, and likewise, may God bless you now.
As well. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. It was truly a tremendous blessing having the opportunity to talk with the beautiful sister all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. I pray God will continue to bless and strengthen you and undergird you even in your life today. I just felt led of the Lord just to go a little different in our session today and just to speak a word and pray a word into the life of God's people. I want to just talk with you. I was going to do a lesson on about humbleness, but I just want to talk to the people of God. I feel urgency being the unction of the Holy Spirit being upon me right now to share with the people of God. This is a time as never before for you to stay in the word of the Lord and keep your mind on the Lord our God. Yes, there's many things and many distractions. The children of God is being fought with distraction. Many things that are coming up against them. And it's very vital as a child of God is to continue to speak the word of the Lord. If it's no more than saying and quoting, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And to speak that out against the mountains that stands in your way, the more you speak it out of your mouth, God watch over his word to perform it. And so what the enemy comes to do of our soul is try to paralyze our faith and paralyze everything that we believe in, the word of God, the promises of God, and paralyze it by intimidating or causing great fear to come upon the children of God. But I come to tell you, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but he gave us a spirit of power and love and a sound mind. And so in that love, power, and sound mind, stand fast in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. How do you stand fast when so many different things is coming up against you? Well, you stand fast by standing in the word, by speaking the word, and continually keeping the word of God on your mind and in your heart. Yes, circumstances are coming up against you. Yes, things may be happening even right now. But what the child of God must do, it is imperative that we do it, is to speak the word of the Lord and continue to say, God, I put my trust in you. You are my Father. You are my King. You are my Alpha and my Omega, the beginning and the end. And God, I know you are able to work it out for my good. We got to begin to think on those things over in Philippians 4 and 8. Those things that are true, those things that are lovely, those things that are pure, those things that have virtue, and those things that have a good report, and those things that are honest. And when you begin to think about that, you probably say, well, Pastor Arm, all these things that are going on right now, and things, it's hard to find that place and things like that. But what you have to do is that if you can't find no truth in what's happening in your life right now, God is true. And begin to just start worshiping God. He's honest. God is honest. God is lovely. God always going to have a good report. So begin to think on God and begin to think on the things that God is able to do in and through your life. And as you continually saturating your heart and mind with what you believe in God to do, it's vital for us as children of God is to not put our confidence in our circumstances or situations and things, but put your confidence, here it is, child of God, I want you to catch it. You put your confidence and your trust in God's ability, the power of God, of what God is able to do. And you put your confidence in that. God is able. He said, before heaven and earth, even when heaven and earth have passed away, his not one jot or tittle of his word was going to pass. And so that's our sure anchor and foundation. Stay in the house of the Lord and keep your mind stayed on him. I hear the Bible said, I will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on the Lord. And so when we wake up in the morning, we got to wake up in the morning with my mind stayed on Jesus, walking and talking with my mind stayed on Jesus, on the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to keep our minds stayed on the Lord. I know we're living in perilous times, and he said perilous times was going to come. But I tell you, child of God, this is the most beautiful time that we will see miracles right before our very own eyes as you lift up your voice and your eyes unto the hill from which cometh your help. God bless you. Yes, we have another caller at this time. God bless you.
Yeah, God bless. I'm enjoying the word, and it's definitely good to hear the truth being told. Amen.
Amen. Bless you.
I have a special request. While I was listening to you here and the Lord ministering through you, I got an email, and I would ask you if you would pray for this. It's an 8-year-old girl, and at this very moment, they're doing CPR on her. And I'm going to get off the phone with you and try to call and get, you know, the information of what hospital they're taking her. We're here in Crossville, Tennessee, and
okay.
her name is Danielle, and her dad's name is Danielle, and her dad's name is Jimmy. And as we're speaking this very moment, they're in the process of she's not breathing. What he told me over the phone.
Jesus.
So you keep on keeping on. and give them a word of prayer, and I'll keep listening after I find out more information. And thank you.
Okay, do that now. Okay, thank you.
God bless.
Father, we come right. Yes, we go into the throne of God. Come on, child of God, everybody that know the power of faith and prayer. Father, we come right now in the name of Jesus and by the power that's in the Holy Ghost. Lord, we take authority right now, Father, over this situation, dear God. Father, we know that you are able, Satan. The Lord God will rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I call life back in her. I call her breath back into her body. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I release the resurrector in her life, Father, right now. You see Danielle, God. Oh, God, I command, Lord, a miracle, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I speak, oh God, to her lungs, God. I speak, oh God, Lord, right now. I speak life back into her lungs. I speak breath back into her respiratory system, dear God. In the name of Jesus, dear God, from the crown of her head down to the sole of her feet, Lord, I speak life in the name of Jesus. I call you to rise up and walk, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I call life back into her body in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Shalalalobokurabashamna. Father, Lord, we call, Lord, right now, help her father, God, help her children, Lord, help her sisters and brothers, oh God, in the name of Jesus, dear God, even the young man that called in today, God, we touch and agree around this world, God, that you still yet live, you sit high and look low, and you can be touched by the feelings of our infirmity, and oh God, I thank you for her testimony, of Danielle's testimony of how you breathe life back into her nostril, God. In the name of Jesus, no abnormalities. Lord, I command, Lord, her brain, Lord, cells to be whole, dear God. I command, Lord, her whole cognitive ability to work 100%, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Now, death, go back to the pit of hell, and we bind you there in the name of Jesus. Go back right now. Get back to the pit of hell in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And God, we thank you today. Lord, we thank you today. We thank you for making ways out of no ways, dear God. We thank you for right now testimony throughout the land, dear God. We thank you because, Lord, this here was ordained by you today, God. Every day is ordained by you, God. But we thank you for the divine intervention and the changing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, dear God, and by the power that's in the Holy Ghost, Lord. We give you praise and glory and honor, oh God. Atoboshe. Ikatarabosekia. We thank you, God. We thank you, dear God, because we put our trust in your word. You said prophesy to the dead bones. And Lord, I prophesy to Danielle to get up and walk, that life to come back into you. I call and I prophesy, oh God, Lord, that this miracle will go throughout the land, that souls will be saved because of the testimony, dear God. And we give you glory today, and we give you honor on today. Come on, child of God, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, God. We exalt you, Lord, for what you are doing. We exalt you, God, for being such a gracious God, a loving God. And we thank God for his goodness. We thank God for his mercy on today. We must recognize, child of God, that prayer is a important piece in the life of God's people. We're coming upon the National Day of Prayer on the 7th of May. And I want to encourage all of my radio listeners on today to mark your calendar and join me in prayer as we pray together, calling on the name of the Lord. we're going to stop. It may be at 10 o'clock in the morning and stop, and we're going to pray. Then at noon, we're going to pray. And then again, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we want to pray. We want to just to lift up the name of the Lord and pray for our nation and pray for our country and pray for our around the world, and asking God his mercy to look upon us and to bless us and help the people of God as never before, and those that don't know him in the power of his salvation, that God will just do a great and mighty work in the lives of his people. And so I want to invite you to join with me on that day. You can go to my website, which is ShekinahGloryTabernacle.com, and get my email address from our church and send me an email and just say, Pastor Orm, I'm going to be upon your team. I want to be a covenant prayer partner with you. I believe in God for millions of people around the world that will join with me and pray. I feel as never before that God is calling us, his people, to back to prayer and calling on his name as never before. There is a move that's going throughout the land, but God wants to be released through our prayer so he can move throughout the land. There are souls that need to be saved. There's hearts that need to be turned back unto him. And as never before, we need to call on the name of the Lord. I hear the Bible say that he's coming back, and he's coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle or any such thing. And so, children of God, we need to get our house in order. What do you mean, Pastor? We need to get our lives in order and lining them up with the Lord Jesus Christ and his will for our life as never before. And since we know not the day or the hour that the Son of Man comes. I hear the Bible say, work while it is day, night come, and no man will be able to work. I come to tell somebody today, this is time for you to do what God calls you to do. It's time for you to call and make amends even with your family and asking them to forgive you. It's time, child of God, for us to line our life totally up with what the word of the Lord is saying. I hear in the scripture there was a plumb line that was one time one of the prophets used, and we have to allow that plumb line to come and just line us up, so that we can be in line with what God will want us to do at this moment, this hour, and this time. It may seem crazy in your life and wondering, God, why is all this stuff happening now? But what God is doing, he's rearranging things and putting you in the place of your blessing. He's bringing you closer to him. And as you draw nigh unto him, he will draw nigh unto you. So wipe your eyes, child of God. Get up, shake yourself, and get back up. Throw yourself back in the race. Get back into the word. Get back to fasting and praying and believing God and not what you see and what you're hearing and things, but what you know is true and things. Get back into the house of God. You forgive who hurt you. Forgive those that have despitefully used you and spoke all manner of evil against you. Pray for them and bless them, but get back where God wants you at and things. Don't let a lie, don't let an offense, don't let a misunderstanding, don't let money owed to you to move you away from what God has for you and out of the place of your blessing. Forgive them. Let them go. It's not worth your salvation. It's not worth your ability to go into the presence of God and God hear your voice in heaven. It's not worth your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So forgive them. Let them go. Forgive yourself and release yourself back into the hand of God, that God, vengeance belongs unto the Lord. He will recompense. That's what God said. Don't worry about getting revenge. Don't worry about getting everything straight and set back in order. Some things not going to be set in order until God come back and set stuff in order. You do what God tells you to do. Keep your mind stayed on him, because he will keep you in perfect peace. And when the enemy come in like a flood, the Bible said the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against the enemy. And so what we want to do is not allow the adversary to move us out of the place of the blessing, out of the place of our peace, out of our place of our confidence of knowing that God will bring you through. I don't care how crazy it looks. It can look jacked up from the floor, toe up, and think God will bring you through. He will work it out for your good. He will work it out. All we have to do is put our confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I know I'm right. I know I'm right. I've seen too many times. The Bible said it. He let us know that he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that we even can think of or work in our heart, mind, and soul. God is able to do it all. And things. And so I want to encourage your heart and I want to admonish you on today that God is able to do it. I want to read in your hearing a scripture on today and things, and where the scripture begins to say over in Psalms number 34, we recognize many things was going on in the life of David during this particular time. And so what happened is that it said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard them and saved them out of all of his trouble. The angels of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and deliver him. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man or woman that trusted in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Now, see here, after we stop for just a moment, we must seek the Lord. We must take time and seek out God. Have you ever lost your keys and you begin to go throughout your room and everywhere and begin to just start seeking out where you lost your keys because you knew you had to get to that appointment or get to that place by a certain time? You're walking out that door. And so God is saying, that's what I need for you to do is seek me. He said, seek me. He said that there would be. Again, the Bible says here that the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. And so here we as children of God, we must begin to seek the Lord. It said, come ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desires life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. And so here we admonish as children of God that we need to keep our tongue from evil and our lips from speaking guile. And so when the enemy or people come and have you to move you out of that place of peace and things and try to get you to speak evil and guile, you have to guard your tongue. You got to guard your mouth and not allow that to happen. Because it said, depart from evil and seek good, do good, seek peace and pursue it. And so here in this particular question, scripture, he is saying that I want you to begin to seek peace and pursue peace. Go after peace. Maintain peace in your home. Sometimes our flesh don't want us to have peace. Sometimes they say, well, they know better than that, or why are they going to do that? You know, they offended you in that way. But God said, no, seek peace and pursue it and things. You take the lower seat and things and seek peace, and God will bless you, child of God, for it. It said the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous because you're doing right. And his ears are open unto their cry. For the face of the Lord is against them that do evil and to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. And so here, children of God, don't let the adversary make you become a tool of darkness. So what when people do offend you or do things against you, you know, again, stay in the place of peace. Seek the peace and pursue it. Go buy them some flowers. Go do something kind or nice. If you're not at the point where you can buy them flowers or say kind things to them, then the take the higher role, pray for them. Pray for their family. Pray for their future. And to continue to pray for them. That's how we can relieve ourselves from all of that anxiety and all of that even anger when we're on our knees praying for that one that had despitefully used us and spoke all manner of evil against you. It said the righteous cry and the Lord hears them and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken and saved such as of a contrite spirit. Many, here we are, and this is where we was at. There are many afflictions. Many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. You may be facing an affliction, financial affliction in your body, affliction in your peace, affliction in your family, affliction in circumstances and situations on your job. Many are these afflictions, but the child of God recognized that the Bible says that, but the Lord delivered them out of all of them, not just one. All of them, every last one of them, you will be delivered out of with a testimony and the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So you take hold of faith and be encouraged because God will deliver. God will turn things around on your behalf. God will recompense on your behalf. The scripture goes on to say, he keepeth all of his bones, and not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servant, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. And so here it is, child of God. God's people will not be desolate. God's people will not be without hope or without a way out of escape. Because he's not going to put no more on us than what we're able to bear and things. He's not going to do that beyond your ability to be able to go through that. If it's happening to you now, then God knows already before he allowed it to come your way that you, yes, you, child of God, will be able to bear it. And you're strong enough, even in your weakness. The Bible said, when I'm weak, that's when I am strong. Even in your weakness, God is able to be strong in you and things. And that's why we begin to declare, when I'm weak, let the weak say they're strong. Let the sick say they're well. So here it is. When we examine the scripture, it let us know that we must begin to declare and speak out of our own mouth our deliverance. The sick say they're well. The weak say they're strong. You may be in a condition that's trying to overtake you right now, and you may say, well, I don't have the money. They're knocking down at my door. They're calling me on my phone and things. What you got to do is say, God, I thank God that he's going to bring the money through. I thank God that God is going to, right now, he's going to tell me what I need to do. He's going to give me the direction I need to go in, who I need to call, or what I need to do with this situation. God will make a way for me. That's what you got to tell. Speak in the airway and speak over your condition. And God is watching to perform it and things according to your own earnest expectation. So be it unto you. What are you expecting God to do in the situation? I feel that. I feel the anointing right now, that yoke-breaking anointing that God want to break a yoke right now. That's trying to hover over your life, over your mind, over your ability to believe God. God's going to break that yoke. Oh, he's going to destroy that yoke off of your life today. Say that the Lord God rebuke you off of her face. over her ability to believe God, over his ability to grab a hold of you and to get back in his word in that secret place again. Father, in the name, I declare liberty. I declare redemption, God. I declare consolation, Lord, and Lord, proclamation, oh God, and emancipation upon your people. God, in the name of Jesus and consolation, console your hearts of your people, God. Oh, la basheke. Oh, I just feel a special. He said, and so the psalmist, he said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in his mouth. When we examine the scripture, Paul, David was going through some things. He had just came from the King Achaiah, where that the high priestess had just been killed, and Saul was on his way and trying to destroy his life, and he just received back in his hand the sword from David, the Goliath that he had killed, and now he's on pursuit. But this man is in the midst of everything, his darkest of hours, he had a praise in his heart for God. And I tell you, before I go off this airway, I want you to know that is nigh thee, even in your mouth, the praise that you have for God that is in your mouth, you need to release it. The love that you have for God and his son, Lord Jesus Christ, you need to release it in your house, in your living room, throughout the airways. As you release it unto God, God is going to bless you because he dwells in the midst of praises. And when we begin to praise God and we begin to give him the praise, glory, and honor that unto due unto his name, then you'll begin to see God working out. Now, you may not see everything change all of a sudden, but I tell you, he'll change you too in things right in the midst of that situation that is going on in your life. That's the type of God that we serve, that he will fix it on our behalf. Oh, yes, he will. Now, I want to read another scripture before we get off of the air on today. And I want to share this because the Holy Ghost spoke to my heart and told me to go to Psalms 94. And I want to read it in your hearing because God wants to bless you. And see, it says, O Lord, to whom vengeance belongeth, O Lord, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself, lift up thyself, judge, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. For, Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast in themselves? They break in pieces the people, O Lord, and afflict thy heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand ye, brutish people, among the people, and ye fools, when ye will be wise. He that planteth the ear shall he not hear? He that formeth the eyes, shall he not see? He that chases the heathen, shall he not correct? He that teaches man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man who thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the day of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. God will not forsake you, child of God. I don't know who I'm talking to, but God's not going to forsake you. But judgment shall return unto the righteous, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will raise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the worker of iniquity? And all this iniquity and the work of iniquity that will come up against you and the evildoers. Here is that, unless the Lord have been my help, my soul has almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, Oh, Lord, help me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, they comfort, delight my soul. Thy comfort, delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth the mischief by thy law? They gathered themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemned the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge, and he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. Thus said the Lord of God, the word of the Lord. Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelled in silence. What does that mean to the children of God? You cannot afford to close your mouth. You cannot afford not to praise God. You cannot afford not to give God the praise and glory and honor, because it's due unto him. As we praise, the praise go up, the blessings will come down. Who is the blessing? The King of Glory. I hear another scripture that's come in my spirit, and I want to read in my conclusion on today. It's over in Psalms 24, and I pray that you are being blessed on today. And it said, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the sea and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted his soul unto vanity nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your head. I'll say it again. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting door, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting door, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of Glory, Selah. Now, three times God has said in this broadcast to seek him and seek after him. And so I come to share with you. He said, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word shall be established. God is establishing the fact that he wants the children of God to seek him as never before, with your whole heart, mind, and soul. As you stay in that place, as you draw nigh unto God, that God was going to draw nigh unto you and watch God perform it. And I want to encourage you, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting door, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting door, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? It's the Lord. It is the Lord. It is the Lord. It is the Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory, Selah. So be it. And so on today, child of God, I pray that you will encourage and you get back up. Like I will share on anyone and tell you, if you thrown in the towel, you go back and get that towel, and you go back and throw yourself back into the race and get back on your post, child of God, what God has called you to do in that task that God has given to you, that assignment. You go back, you claim your family, you claim your children, you love your children. I don't care what the enemy tried to do, bring God to them. God is love. The more you love them, the more they're getting God and things. And the more you love them and you bake their pie, their favorite food, and minister to them through the hospitality, the more God will break down every stronghold, break every band asunder, because you've chosen to stretch out your hand and take God to them through the vehicle of love. Watch God turn it around for your good. It's through that love and kindness, and through prayer and nurturing that and praying and seeking the heart of God, that God will do it for you, child of God. Seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he is yet near. Oh, God. My. Oh, Rabashe. Truly, God is such a gracious God. I love him, every ounce of God. And I can't even count the ounces. I love him. I love him and love him, love him. And I pray that you are blessed on today. Remember, child of God, if you don't have it, God got it. And you are just one question away from your miracle. All you need to do is ask, and you shall receive. Seeking, you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open unto you. Go back and seek God all over again. According to Matthew chapter number 7, verse number 7 and 8, God will do it. He will surely bring it unto pass. Only failure is your failure to believe God. Oh, come on, child of God. Watch God do it on your behalf. May God bless you. And I want to say thank each and every one of you for being with me on today. Send me an email. My name is Helen Orme, O-R-M-E, and you can send it to me personally at msn.com. And so, again, that's Helen, O-R-M-E, at msn.com. You can email me or go to our website and send us an email, because I want to hear from you. I want to hear your testimony of what God has done in your life. And if this is a blessing unto you, oh, God, visit our website and things. And if you want to make a donation, you're welcome to do that there through our website and things. But, again, we want to say we thank God for you. And I know there's a change coming on. And it's coming to your way. Just believe God and watch him work out all of the details, because that's the type of God we serve. Call on him while he's near. God bless you. May God richly bless you, is my prayer. Bye-bye.